Hello, boys and girls. That one was a little better, right?
That was a little better.
A little better?
Yep. Take two.
Yeah. Take two is definitely the one to use.
Yep.
Oh, we're still on.
Yes, we are. Oh, imagine that.
Okay. You want to just keep it or what?
Sure, why not?
I think we might as well.
Just roll with it.
Nobody will notice. Hey, guess what? It's time for the place-by-place fishing
report. They're bored anyway
because
they're actually listening to this.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like having absolutely nothing to do?
Right.
Listen to this for 40 minutes or however long it's going to be.
Right.
Anyway, it's Captain Josh Olive and, of course, the man that we're here to listen to, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's World Headquarters in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor, prepared to talk about what's been going on this past week and what could be going on in your near future as we go place by place through the Charlotte Harbor area, discussing the high points and the low points of what the fishing has been. Robert?
Yeah.
Would you like to get started?
Sure.
It begins, as always, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Nothing, zero, nada.
Okay.
But nothing. Like you said this morning, the river has come down quite a bit, but we've had a lot of rain the last several days.
Nada. What about a bunch of gar up there to bowfish for?
I guess if you want to go kill a gar.
Right.
I don't see a reason for it, but okay.
Yeah, neither do I. Just talking with one of your fellow employees here about somebody going up there and bow fishing a bunch of gar and just dumping them.
Yeah, which is still technically illegal.
It's definitely illegal because those are a freshwater fish, and there are freshwater fishing rules that talk about wanton waste. I wish I could find one that specifically mentioned saltwater fish, but there's definitely one for freshwater fish, and gar, being a freshwater fish, go to the list.
Yeah.
So, somebody going out there and dumping 50 of those fish is not cool.
Just stabbing them and leaving them is not cool.
Yep.
Especially since they are edible.
Not just edible, but good.
Yeah.
But this is why I feel like we should have bag limits on all of our fish.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take something like gar that has no bag limits, and people say, oh, well, if it has no bag limits, then I guess I can kill literally as many as I feel like.
Right. Stupid.
It doesn't give them any sense of, hey, this is also a valuable part of the ecosystem.
Right.
You know?
But that also tells you what the game of fish is thinking, too.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yes.
The I-75 Bridges and Darce Park boat ramp area.
Same thing. Nothing. Got nothing.
Nothing. Okay. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Yeah, I got one report. They're catching in some snook at night. Guy caught six or seven of them the other evening, and then another gentleman in, he caught several in the evening, and one of those was a keeper. But several people have been down there fishing. I'm just not getting any reports for it other than those two gentlemen.
Did they say what they were using for bait?
The one guy was using shrimp and pinfish, and then the other guy was just strictly throwing artificials.
Okay, soft plastics or?
Both. He was throwing soft plastics. He bought a couple of Yozuris and a couple of Rapalas.
Okay.
It's kind of his go-to every time. That's what he throws a lot of.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Lashley Park is still closed. The Bayshore Pier.
I got nothing there either.
No reports.
No
reports. Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Getting a few snook there, mostly all shorts. They caught a couple of trout there the other day, a guy said. Small ones. And then he said jacks came busting through, but they were just outside of casting range for anybody that was on the pier. And that's it.
Okay, the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Let's see, there's been plenty of catfish.
Well.
A handful of snook. Sand bream. A lot of juvenile tarpon rolling and showing themselves all over the place. And that's about it that I've gotten. Been kind of quiet. And the neighbor hooked a little bull shark. He said he hooked a couple black drum, but that's the first I've heard of those in a little while, and that was just one report.
And the sand bream, were they numerous? Or?
Yeah, several different people. Quite a few people getting them in their crab traps, too, along with putcos. Mm-hmm. Yep. Some armored catfish.
Okay. The Eljabeen Pier.
There's been nothing happening there. I have not gotten any reports except for two, and they were both negative.
Okay, we'll just call it very slow. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing through there either. No reports.
Okay. South Gulf Cove canals.
Same thing.
No.
Guy bought some shiners the other day and some worms, but he never called me back to let me know what he was going to do or how he did.
The west wall.
Redfish under the bushes. Snook under the bushes. Some trout and ladyfish out on the flats and just on the outside of the flats. Lots of artificials, spoons working good, soft plastics, and then a lot of guys are using cut ladyfish while they're catching those ladyfish on the outside of the bar and then coming on the inside and chunking them up.
Okay. So,
been pretty decent over there.
So,
still a lot of wonky reports in general, though. Lots of rain, lots of wind. Makes it a little difficult this week. I mean, that, what was it? It was Thursday. Water came up over my dock and over the seawall by about a foot.
Yeah. Saw that. Saw they had some flooding down in Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Came People over, seemed a little surprised.
Came over the docks at Port Charlotte Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of... Well, it was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, the wind was cranking hardcore out of the southwest.
It was.
And, then
and we had a good high tide with the new moon.
Yep. All that plays a factor in it. But when that water started cranking out, the snook still did not turn on behind the house. Which I figured they would start at least get a little fired up. But
no. But no.
No.
Okay, how about the Cape Hayes Bar?
Cape Hayes Bar, just some trout is what I've heard about, and flipper being really, 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 really typically annoying. And it was just trout. Unfortunately, no, didn't hear of any other species.
Okay, Turtle Bay and Bull Bay.
Snook and redfish under the bushes. Most of them are being caught on cut bait, but some on shrimp and pinfish. And then there's been quite a few trout scattered throughout the whole place. And there has been the sightings of a few different sharks, and they're up to 6 feet. And a couple guys actually talked about some of the... A couple schools of mullet they saw up inside Turtle Bay and Bull Bay. Like, we're very surprised because it's been so long since they've seen mullet.
Okay.
Hey.
Not a bad thing. I mean,
not at all.
They're starting to get in that pre-spawn schooling, I'm sure.
Like they're supposed to.
Yep. This next moon will kick them off.
And, of course, don't make the assumption that just because we said snook and redfish are under the bushes that that's the only place they'll be.
No.
You get those big schools of mullet out there. And it's real common for them to follow those fish around as they mud.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the redfish. Yep. That used to be fun when I'd do that.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Just some ladyfish. A couple of Spanish mackerel. But that is it.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see. Widden Bay and Three Sisters are holding a lot of trout out in that deeper water in that 5 to 6 feet of water. Some ladyfish, some Spanish mackerel. And then a lot of those bushes are holding assortment of redfish and snook. And it's all the same thing. They're eating pinfish, they're eating shrimp and chunk bait. A couple guys are catching white bait down there and catching good numbers of tiny snook. So if you want numbers, fine. If you want quality, go the other route.
Okay.
Just always surprising with people with that. Like, well, my buddy caught 50 snook. Like, yeah, did he catch a single legal fish? Oh, no, they were all small. Well,
Yeah.
That's why you should be using something different.
We also had a ton of lizard fish over there the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Just tons of them.
How was the water clarity?
It wasn't bad.
It's tannin,
but
not terrible.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a little tannic.
Right.
It was more stirred up, really, than tannic.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, we found with the soft plastics, you had to keep them moving and get them going up to speed. If you slowed them down too much, the lizard fish were going to get them every cast.
Mm, nice.
Placida area.
Let's see. There have been some snook. A couple of redfish at night with the snook. A couple of mangrove snapper. Handful of trout. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Didn't hear of any other oddballs. You said you saw some juvenile tarpon over there the other day, too, though, with your customer.
Yeah, there was a bunch of bait around the bridges, like a bunch of it. But it was just a little bit smaller than what you really want to throw a net on.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like we had a lot of fish action going on underneath them, although the baits were up on the surface and the birds were getting them. So we hung out a little bit and tried playing with anything that might be around, and we didn't get anything to hit. I take that back. I did get one fish to hit. It was a squirrel fish.
You got a squirrel fish?
I got a squirrel fish on my soft plastic.
Only you.
But we did have
some of the most random crap.
We did have some
you
little...
You didn't snag him, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, he ate it. We did have some little tarpon hanging out. Maybe 40, 50, 60 pounds underneath the bridge. And they would come up and roll in the bait. And then they'd roll in the bait 30 feet away. And then they'd roll in the bait 60 feet away. And then they'd pop back up where you saw them the first time. So we kind of hung out down there a while and threw in the general area just in case. But we didn't hold out a lot of hope.
Right.
And our not a lot of hope was returned with no strikes. So... take that.
Big surprise there.
Go out and get exactly what you expect. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay, I've got nothing for up in there.
No reports. The Anger Pier.
No reports.
No reports. We did drive past that in the boat, and I could see there were a couple people out on it. I don't know whether it's officially closed or not.
Right.
Didn't have the chance to approach it from land, but...
It was supposed to be closed for some repairs or some
crap
like that.
It was supposed to have been closed starting September 18th for about 2 months. So, by no means should it be open, but, hey, I don't know.
I don't need no stinking signs. I can go out here if I want.
Yeah.
That barricade.
The Gulf of Mexico, both bottom fishing and trolling.
Been slow because of the weather mostly, but a couple guys did go out and get some mangroves in yellowtail. And then there has been some bonita and Spanish mackerel. If this cold front comes through in the next couple of days, it might start to push some of those kings down this way.
How far out were the bonita and the max?
One guy said he got bonita and max at the school bus reef. So what is that, 15, 17 miles, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy was out like 25, 28, something like that. It's just been a little too on the bumpy side. And steamy, too.
Yeah, it has. I don't know if the humidity can technically go past 100%, but if it can...
It felt like it.
It sure has been.
It felt like it.
The Venice Jetties and Pier.
The Venice Jetties... The guy was out there, and he said he got some Spanish mackerel right before sunset with a couple ladyfish. And then right after the sun went down, he hooked two snook. One was tiny. He said the other one looked like it was pretty good size, but it threw the hook right next to the rocks. He said he didn't see too much other activity with other people going on out there.
Okay.
But he also is just, he always fishes for fun up there. He's one of the few people that gives me a semi-regular report.
I hesitate to ask, but anything out of Redfish Pass?
Got nothing.
And Captiva Pass?
Spanish mackerel. One guy did hook a couple snook right there. I think his report was probably a couple weeks ago, if I remember right. That's it.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass.
Spanish mackerel. Ladyfish. A few bluefish. Some mangrove snapper. Early morning and some of the evening time, they've been getting a couple of oddball redfish and a couple of snook right along the shoreline, too. And one guy thinks he's going to use a 6,000 battle with 80-pound braid on it, and he thinks he's going to go fish for the Jewfish at the phosphate dock.
Okay. Well, he certainly can fish for them.
Oh, I told him congratulations and good luck and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I got one that was 60 pounds. I said, that's the only 60-pounder down there.
Yeah.
The rest are just going to freight train you.
And trust me, he was embarrassed to be caught. All his buddies picked on him for days afterwards about that.
Right.
Walking the Gulf beaches. Anything going on in the surf somewhere between Sanibel and Venice?
Boca Grande and Middle Beach Blind Pass. Pretty much similar reports of whiting, snook, couple of redfish. They had some ladyfish and Spanish mackerel up there at Blind Pass. What else did they say they got? That's about it. Been a little choppy out there the last couple days. Bet you this morning probably would have been nice, though.
I don't know. I was busy this morning.
Yeah, I know.
Matt Lachey.
I got nothing down there.
The north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo and Patricio and associated areas.
Redfish and snook and some trout scattered throughout the whole area. And a lot of bait. And most of it is small, so you're better off using a quarter inch net. If you're lucky. But that's been scattered throughout that whole area.
Okay. No shacks?
Nope.
Gotta be some shacks.
I'm sure there is, but I haven't heard of any.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Just some trout. Just a couple people off that pier got some trout, and then a couple guys fishing from their boat got some trout. That's all I've heard. Unos momento.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Redfish. Lots of redfish.
Schooled?
No. Haven't heard of any schools, but there's like one here, three here, one here. Tom, one of the members of the Burnt Store Anglers Club down there, he was telling me about. He's been catching quite a few redfish. A handful of snook, but I've had a lot of multiple reports of snook throughout that whole area too, all smalls. A few trout, some ladyfish. One guy did get a couple of bonnet heads down there on the outside of the bar mixed in with those ladyfish. And I think he said something like a 15-inch cobia or some crap like that.
15?
Yeah. He thought it was a remora at first.
Uh-huh.
I think it was him that told me about that. Somebody told me about a cobia down there that they caught.
Wow. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
From Burnt Store above, just to about a mile above Pirate Harbor, maybe at the most. A lot of snook, a lot of redfish around the bushes. And then some trout just on the top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar. But it's the same thing as over on the west side. Cut ladyfish, shrimp, pinfish, artificials all seem to be working fairly well.
Okay. game. I don't even know what word I was trying to type. It's a bad one.
That's all right. It happens. It's always fun when you type or write something. You go, no matter how much I turn my head sideways and squint my eyes,
nope,
didn't change to what I don't understand.
Alligator Creek, Poachers Cut, and the skating rink.
Nothing. We've got nothing over in there.
Ponce Park.
Ponce Park has had a couple of black drum, a few snook, some ladyfish, and that is it. Nothing special at all.
Ladyfish. The PGI canals in Punta Gorda area.
Lots of little snook. Couple of bigger snook, but I don't know about legal fish because I haven't heard anyone really talk about anything legal wise at all. A lot of juvenile tarpon. Some people are doing very well with catching them. Most people are just doing well at watching them.
Did the people who were catching them happen to mention any tips or hints or anything like that?
A lady that was in here yesterday afternoon, her and her husband have been catching them on the quarter ounce redhead jig head with a 3.5-inch paddle tail. And she said they've been throwing several different colors and getting at least one a day, one a night, whatever, off their dock for like the last 5 days or something. The other gentleman, he was talking about he's just slow trolling paddle tails and lipped baits as he's going around the canal system looking for snook, and he's just jumping a tarpon almost every trip, and a couple of them he's landed that were about 20, 25 pounds.
Cool. Last week we had mentioned black drum and jacks. Any reports on those?
I've heard of a couple black drum, but I've not heard of anything about jacks at all. A lot of people are hearing the black drum thumping now.
Yes. Okay, the Gilchrist beer.
Nothing. Got no reports.
Alligator Creek Reef.
No reports.
The 20-foot holes.
No reports.
Okay. The baitfish report.
A lot of small bait on this end of the harbor. And then it's small to mediocre bait down by Devilfish, Jug Creek, Placida area. Some guys are getting some decent stuff, but the majority of it's pretty small.
So, guys are
struggling. Yeah, guys are struggling catching pinfish too. Yeah, quarter-inch mesh net, or else you're going to definitely Christmas tree it.
You don't need to go to the 3/16ths.
That would be more ideal. Big problem with that is nobody wants to spend the money on that. But that will be the demise. When we start selling a lot of 3/16ths nets, that means white bait is definitely done. That will be a serious, serious issue. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. We have a serious issue anyway.
Well, I mean, but...
To wait this late in the season to finally have something that you can throw a quarter-inch mesh on?
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's not ideal.
No, it's not. I think it's pretty much collapsed.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Bass. Hearing about a lot of bass, all being caught on shiners mostly. A couple guys caught them on plastic worms and frogs, but... Anything I've heard of over a pound and a half has all come on a shiner. Got one friend that's going to start running to Avon Park. He's going to start fishing over there, start learning some of those lakes around that area.
It's a good plan.
Yeah. He's getting a little tired of the salt water for a little bit.
It's nice water up there, too.
Yeah.
The tarpon reports.
Just leave a blank. It's the worst. It's horrible. They're seeing a few out in the middle of the harbor. They're even hooking a couple out in the harbor, but so very, very, very few. So very few.
So pathetically low for what we expect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely terrible.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of the official places where I can type things. Do you have any further words of wisdom that you would like to add to this report?
Not really. It's just that the weather's changing and getting better, so the fishing is going to start to perk up quite a bit. That's about all I got for you.
That's it, huh?
Pretty much. It's as wise as I can get.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Well, then I guess you better say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.